نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. As we will come back inshallah to that hadith sharif which I have been discussing for a few days, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqbala al-iman. The person who loves for the sake of Allah, the person who dislikes and hates for the sake of Allah ta'ala, he gives for the sake of Allah and withholds for the sake of Allah, then he has perfected his iman. But just before namaz, one hadith sharif came to mind, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it's a very short, simple, few second hadith, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Zaqa tu'am al-iman." That person will get the taste of iman. Who? Man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islam deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Simple hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but with an ocean in it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person will get taste of iman if he is happy and pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as his Rabb. He must be happy that Allah ta'ala is his Rabb. He must make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gave him the understanding and the knowledge to recognize him as the Rabb. Because there are billions of people in the world. Billions came and went with great intelligence. They were rulers over vast territories. They were kings. They were presidents of countries. They were prime ministers. They were people who owned great wealth. They were people who were masters in science, technology. They mastered all the other disciplines and fields. But they didn't recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They used everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. But they didn't recognize the Creator. And even in our time, we don't have any shortage of evidence for that. That when it comes to degrees, qualifications in science and other fields, then there are those people who excel and the world looks up to them as great scientists. And there's absolutely nothing wrong in being a great scientist. But if that scientist does not recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, then what is the benefit of all that science? The purpose of that was that you make use of it and you recognize Allah ta'ala. Everything that you make use of, you recognize Allah ta'ala. The doctor or the cardiologist who is slicing the chest of patients and removing the hearts and replacing, so that cardiologist should be the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he's looking at the mysteries of Allah ta'ala. The person who is an eye specialist, or he's a specialist in any other field, then that person should be the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yet we find in the world that the greatest cardiologist, or the person who pioneered the heart transplant, he didn't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it shows that it is not only on intelligence that a person gets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If intelligence was sufficient, then all these people should have been great walis of Allah ta'ala. So this Muslim whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the understanding, and he has recognized Allah ta'ala as his Rabb, as his sustainer, as his creator, as his Khaliq and Malik, so it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the person must be happy with that. And happiness means that the person must be happy to carry out all the ahkam of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala says, this person must believe that there's great wisdom in it. His intelligence he must use afterwards. First he must check whether it is authentic, it is Quran, it is Hadith, it is the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it is the Quran and Sunnah, it is authentically reported, then the person must first believe that there's great wisdom in it. He must not wait that first some scientist must tell us what is the wisdom or what are the benefits in certain things. Lots of scientists have done research now on miswak, and they've done research on so many other teachings of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Washing of the hands, we say, is a simple sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before meals we wash the hands, but we are told we must not wipe the hands. And now they say, yes, there's a lot of sense in that, because when you are wiping the hand, again probably the germs from the towel may come onto your hands. So now they are thinking about germs now. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after washing, before meals, then you don't wipe your hand. Yes, after you finish, then you can wipe. Now they're making research now, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said, there's great wisdom in it. Whatever he did, there's great wisdom in it. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered us to do, there's great wisdom in it. Therefore I've said many times in my bayans that if you have to look at the prohibitions in Islam, whatever Allah ta'ala has prohibited, you will find them falling into three categories. Either it is harmful to the individual health or the individual self, then Allah ta'ala makes it haram. Or it is harmful to the family, then Allah ta'ala makes it haram. Or it is harmful to the society, to the nations, then Allah ta'ala makes it haram. Sometimes there may be a little benefit for the individual, but it is harmful to the society at large. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it haram. There is some benefit in alcohol. Allah ta'ala himself says that there is a little bit of benefit, but the harm is so great, so Allah ta'ala has made it haram. So either it will be because it is harmful to the individual, harmful to the family, or harmful to the society. Then only Allah Ta'ala makes it haram. Whether you take alcohol, or whether you take gambling, or you take pork, or you take adultery and fornication, anything you take which Allah has made haram, declared haram, then believe that there's great wisdom in it and there's nothing but benefit for us. And He is our creator, so He knows best what is good for us. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what is good for us, therefore He has only declared those things haram which are harmful to us. Now is that not Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us, that He is asking us to stay away from those things which are going to cause us harm? Isn't it human nature that the person doesn't want any harm to come to him? So why should we not be happy with that Allah who has only declared those things haram which are harmful to us? We should be happy that we've got an Allah who knows, because He created us, so He knows exactly what is harmful, so He has made those things haram, so I must stay away from the haram with happiness. This is our weakness today, that we are not staying away from haram with happiness, and we are not doing our ta'at and our ibadat with a happiness that it is my Allah. He is pleased that I must make salat 5 times a day. There's His happiness in that I must make my salat 5 times a day. And there's His happiness that I must stay away from lustful glances, and I must stay away from all the other sins. So man radiya billahi rabba, that the person must be happy with Allah Ta'ala. The fish in the sea is always happy. As long as it is in the water, and the deeper it is, the more happier it is, that nobody can snatch it. We haven't heard of any fish complaining up till now, that far too long I have been in the water. How long am I going to remain in this water? I'm catching a cold now. The water is cold down here and I'm getting cold touch. So you take me out from here. The fish is not, does not want to come out. No matter how much of announcement you make that we've got biryani outside here on the shore and we've got all the other delicacies, says, no, I'm happy here in the water. So the Muslim, the person who believes in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he must be happy in that ocean of Islam and Iman. He must not feel uncomfortable. He must not feel like it's a burden upon him. What is this? I have to make namaz 5 times a day. I have to fast in Ramadan. I must stay away from this haram and that haram. How long am I going to stay away? That is a weakness of our iman. Yes, there's no compulsion in deen. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. La ikraha fi deen. There's no compulsion in deen. Allah Ta'ala doesn't force that we must accept Islam. Allah Ta'ala gives us intelligence. Allah Ta'ala creates the environment. Allah Ta'ala sent the Nabis, the Rasuls. Allah Ta'ala gave us the Quran Sharif. The person must study. And after that, but once he has accepted Islam, then there is no such thing as a person being given the opportunity that now he can again be a jack in the box, sometime have Iman, sometime Kufar, sometime Iman, sometime Kufar. or you can keep making choices. This choice is made only once. And we must be grateful that Allah Ta'ala made this choice for us. If He had left it to our intelligence, we do not know in which church we would have been ringing bells. We do not know in front of which idol we too would have been folding our hands in spite of all our intelligence. Or we do not know in which jungle we would have been lost of atheism. So it is Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan that He chose it for us. So we must be happy with that. Allah Ta'ala must put that pleasure and happiness in our heart. In that ibadat also we must find happiness. Istizazu ta'at is a sign that this person has got sweetness of iman in his heart. Once the person gets the sweetness of iman, halawat of iman in his heart, one of the signs is istizazu ta'at, that the person now enjoys his ibadat. There is an enjoyment. And when a person enjoys something, you do not have to tell that person that go for it. He looks for enjoyment. Unfortunately, people are looking for enjoyment in sins, and they will never ever find enjoyment in sins, because we are believers in Allah Ta'ala. For the kuffar, for the mushrikeen, for the Yahud and the Nasara, and for the disbelievers, it is Jannat on earth for them. They will enjoy themselves. They must get somewhere. For whatever good they do, they have to enjoy somewhere. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya aur dosto ko apna dard dil diya. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya aur dosto ko apna dard dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to his enemies aish aabo gil, things which are made of earth and water. They enjoy themselves in that. If you look at all their enjoyment, what else it is? For the believers also, Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it haram. He has kept so much of enjoyment in different things. We are not told that we must stay away from the making of use of anything that Allah Ta'ala has created. Nothing. Make use of everything. And enjoy to that extent that Allah Ta'ala has declared that you can go. There are boundaries that are there. That is all. The Muslim has to observe those limits. So Allah Ta'ala has given them that kind of enjoyment, and what Allah has given in the heart of His friends is His love. It is a precious commodity. It is priceless. You cannot pay for it. They, on the shores also, they are on a shore, but they are getting storms. And for His friends, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. And for the Allah walas, they may be in storms, but it is as if they are on the shore. So whatever conditions come on them, they realize that it is because they are trying to do whatever pleases Allah Ta'ala. Then when conditions come, they believe that this is from Allah Ta'ala. It's a test. So as long as my Allah is happy, I am happy. There will be pain, there will be suffering, there could be poverty, there could be accident, there could be injury, there could be so many different things that will take place to this mujahid. But he believes that my Allah is happy in this condition, so therefore I too am happy. Now if that person has that kind of heart, then even if he's in storms, he's got sahil. I conclude on that very famous couplet of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah. I do not know how many times I must have mentioned it in different places, but it gives me great enjoyment every time that I say it. When as he states, jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai, jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai, jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai, jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai, jis raah ko hum tajweez kare us raah ko asqal dekha hai. In whichever condition my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps me, it is the best of all conditions. whichever route and road my Allah Ta'ala takes me, it is the best of all routes and the easiest of all routes. And whichever route and road I choose to go, then that is the most difficult one. Meaning that Allah Ta'ala will only take through two different routes. He will take you through the route of sabr, or you can reach Him through the route of shukr. Either He will give plenty of ni'mats and He will test us that how do you use those ni'mats, how do you use His bounties. Or He will snatch it away and test you for sabr. So you get Allah in sabr too and you get Allah in shukr too. And these are the only two conditions that a person's life will revolve around. That either he will be in ni'mats or he will be in difficulties. But under all conditions you will have peace of mind. Everybody is talking about peace, we want peace, we want peace. Where will that peace come from? That sakina, where will it come from? The sakina can only come in the heart. When we have given the heart away to others, besides Allah Ta'ala, somebody has given it to some beautiful face, and somebody has given it away to the wealth, and somebody has given it away to something else. Now there's no airport left there, so where will that sakina descend then? If the airport itself has been bombarded, and there's no runway left there, so where will the plane land? So let us keep this runway of our hearts in good condition. Then this sakina, this sukoon, this peace, tranquility will land in that heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of understanding these teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is for our benefit, and this great wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in whatever He has ordered us to do, and this great wisdom in whatever He has asked us to stay away from. May Allah ta'ala bless us in this Mubarak month with the tawfiq of making ibadat which pleases Him and staying away from everything which is displeasing to Him.